Aircheckdownloads.com.
American Top 40.
Billboard ranks them, AT40 counts them down.
Number 24.
We have 10 British acts this week and one British American act, Johnny Hates Jazz. Two members, Clark Dashler and Calvin Hayes, are British, and Mike Nocito's American. Together, the trio went to number 2 with their first hit. Now it's sliding down our survey. Here's Shattered Dreams.
So much for your promises.
Johnny Hates Jazz and Shattered Dreams. Dropped from 16 to 24, 13th week in the survey. You know, it's been said that rock and roll will never die. Well, lately it seems like old rock and roll groups will never die. More and more acts from the 60s and 70s, like the Doobie Brothers and Lynyrd Skynyrd, are getting back together. Our special report on rock and roll reunions, coming up.
Kissies Coast to Coast.
American Top 40's heard in the 50 states and around the world every week on great radio stations like the Hot FM 95.9 KEZY, Anaheim, California, KNMQ, Q106, Santa Fe, New Mexico, KHFI, K98, All Hip Music and More, Austin, Texas, and KHTR Radio, the best music of the 80s, St. Louis, Missouri. Up 5 notches to number 23, here's the first for the English band called Breathe. Here's Hands to Heaven.
As I watch you move.
Hands to Heaven by Breathe. First time on the chart for the English band, and they climb 5 notches this week to 23. You're listening to American Top 40. I'm Casey Kasem. Now, we're up to that special report on rock and roll reunions. These days, when you look in the newspapers to check out the groups playing around town, it almost feels like a time warp. More and more acts from the 60s and 70s who have long since broken up are getting back together. Most industry watchers think this trend reflects the renewed popularity of classic rock. As rock music gets older, more and more baby boomers are looking back on when they were growing up and remembering the music they listened to. Rock and roll reminiscing. And a lot of the old groups are hopping on the nostalgia bandwagon. Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young have reunited for an album and possibly a tour to follow. The Doobie Brothers got back together for a tour last year and are now making a new album. Lynyrd Skynyrd, who lost two original members in a plane crash in 1977, recently toured the U.S. Other popular groups like Steppenwolf, Iron Butterfly, Deep Purple, The Byrds, Humble Pie, Little Feat, Backman Turner Overdrive, and The Rascals have reunited for tours and albums. Now, I gotta point out that many of these groups are reuniting without all of their original members, but they're still playing a lot of their original songs. And that's our special report on the trend of rock and roll reunions. Now, back to the countdown.
Number 22.
If this next singer wants a reunion with her old singing partner, she'll find him in Palm Springs, California. He's the mayor of Palm Springs, Sonny Bono. His former partner Cher is doing fine solo. Here's the 14th top 40 hit of her solo career. We All Sleep Alone.
Somebody
Share with We All Sleep Alone. Hit number 14 a couple of weeks ago. Now it's at number 22 from an album simply called Share. I'm Casey Kasem. This is American Top 40 in Hollywood. We're counting down the week's 40 biggest singles, and we're 21 hits away from the number one song in the USA. We'll continue in a moment, so stay right where you are.
AirCheckDownloads.com.